Can Todd Akin be successful running a campaign demonizing the Republican Party bosses? And will the damage from his from that race bleed into any of your other Senate races?
Look, I think a couple things on this. I've obviously thought about this. I think that first, I would say Congressman Akin is a good and decent man who served his country well, and I think deserves some, and we shouldn't throw away his career based on what he said. That does not mean that he is a suitable candidate for office right now, and there's not one poll that suggests that he can win, either that he's produced or that's been the third party independent polls. And so I think that's why you see so many people in Missouri, members of the delegation, the state Senate president, the state Speaker of the House, say, this is not your time, Todd. And so he says he's going to run. We take him at his word. But I think I just don't see a path to victory for him right now. I think as far as how other people deal with it, I think, he was, this is one of the few times, I think, thinking back about episodes we've had in the Republican Party in several years, where there is basically unanimity among elected officials and a group of people who normally, frankly, give leadership a hard time in the kind of the right-wing talk show conservative circles, which are very helpful to our party, but a lot of times don't agree with us on this stuff, and do agree with us. So this is, we were going to beat McCaskill. Todd Akin was up by 11 points 4 days after the primary, an internal survey. He's now down, 8 to 11 points. I mean, Senator McCaskill is in such bad shape that we're not going to lose by 20 points. But, the last survey, he had a 15-55 fave on fave. That is not, I defy anyone to find someone who won with that kind of, with those kind of numbers. And so we'll see. I hope Congressman Akin's done a lot of great things for the cause, for the, pro-family, social issue cause. And I think there'd be nothing greater than beating Claire McCaskill to continue that cause, and hopefully he'll do the right thing at the end of the day.